mister! Hey, mister! Mister, am I glad to see you?
My name's Kincaid, Jonathan Kincaid.
Oh, yeah, I'm Gilligan. You don't know what we've been through. We've had no television, no hot dogs, no licorice whips.
We? You mean there's other people on this island besides you?
Yeah, there's six of us. They're on the other side of the island. We were shipwrecked. I gotta go tell them we were rescued. Oh, would you please radio Hawaii and tell them to come pick us up, huh?
Wait a minute. Do you have any game on this island?
Game? Yeah, oh, yeah, the skipper's got some checkers and I've got a deck of cards.
No, I mean, do you have any wild goat or wild boar?
No, we don't have any game like that at all on the island. I gotta go tell the others.
Seven people on this island and nobody knows they're here. It's very interesting. Ramu, we're going hunting.
But you're not here? No game on island.
Perhaps not the four-legged kind. But I've always wondered what it'd be like to track down and kill the most challenging of all game.
The John Jones.
I don't like that. Yeah.
That's right, everyone. It is the John Zone, or as I've mentioned on Mastodon, the John Za, because this is an hour-long program. There's things afoot and a leg later on this afternoon, so I was at least able to jump on for a little bit, and hopefully you will all enjoy what you hear as well. You can write into the broadcast by sending me a text message at 1-833-452-4452 or a message on the Mastodon at radio@hkc.social. Now, because this is a slightly shorter show, I'm doing a little cleanup of some leftover things relating to the Olympics. We do have the Paralympics starting very soon. I actually know a few people that are going to it, and wishing them nothing but the best. But I don't have anything really relating to that, apart from a very inappropriate bit from Stephen Lynch, which I'll probably throw in during this particular broadcast. Let me bring up the texting solution, so let's do that now. There we go. We also lost a few people this week. I think his name was... Is it Jack Russell, I think? The lead singer for Great White passed away fairly... I think it was on Thursday. And then Greg Kinn from the Greg Kinn Band also passed away. So we're going to play a few of their songs throughout this hour, and then certainly during the next full broadcast we'll do that as well. For those who caught last week's show, we had a bit of an issue locating a song that Taryn had mentioned. Taryn sent me the link. I've since found it. So we're going to actually open with Little Burl Ives. Right here on the John Zone.
Here on the John Zone, we do every little thing in our power to promote an environment of stimulation and growth.
He said little thing.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ow. Little thing.
Ow.
Ow.
Ah, forget it.
The moon's the north wind's cookie. He bites it day by day until there's but a rim of scraps that crumble all away. The south wind is a baker. He needs clouds in his den and bakes a crisp new moon that greedy north wind eats again. The moon's the north wind's cookie. He bites it day by day until there's but a rim of scraps that crumble all away. The south wind is a baker. He needs clouds in his den and bakes a crisp new moon that greedy north wind eats again.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking to you from a typical American home in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. Since January of 1960, this family of smiling and happy people have undergone a change. You might say they've been engaged in a new and different type of experiment. Sir, as head of this average family, what was this new experience undergone by you and the members of your household?
Well, after 2 years of brushing with the Crest toothpaste, our group had 21% fewer cavities with Crest.
That's right. A little bit of Von Meter. Let's get my music up here. There we go. So I meant to actually play some of that last week and didn't get around to doing that because we were all over the place last time, which was quite a bit of fun. Let's knock that volume down like that. It's nice to actually get here on time. It was a little bit close to the top of the hour, but I had just enough time to get our towels on. And now I've got my sound effects here as well, so we've got everything more or less up and running, which is very good. Let's just make sure we've got a good balance here. Okay, it sounded all right. Maybe we'll drop it down a little bit more. As Marion and Paul have checked in from Michigan, welcome to you both, and Tarrant as well. And Tarrant mentioning they listened to that quite a bit growing up on road trips. And just when Tarrant was in their room hanging out, which is very, very cool. I'm going to play a road trip type song. Going on a bit, well, it's not really a road trip, but it's a 45-minute drive from here to band practice, so sort of like that, but I'll save it for the end of the show, actually, because then I go off on this tangent again. I had one of my first cassettes that I had growing up was a cassette from Sesame Street that was something like, it wasn't called Sesame Road, but it was some sort of a road trip theme. And I might play a track from that later on, but not now. That was Burr Lives, as I said. And let me get to the actual album. I don't know if it's a compilation or not. I don't know nearly enough about Burr Lives. Going back to Christy identifying my big gap in knowledge in terms of folk singers. But this is from the A Twinkle in Your Eye album. That says 2006 here. So I have no idea when it actually came out, but that's the cover. That we spent entirely too much time probably trying to find it. But it's always good to bring about new songs. And now the next time when any subject of the moon comes up, I've got something else that I can throw into the mix. And that's always a good thing. But whether you have a song about moons or just other random things, you can always send those in my direction, 1-833-452-4452, and of course at radio@hkc.social. So, I need to read up more on the band Great White. I think Jack Russell was the name of the singer who passed away. It's one of those groups, I've heard of them, I couldn't name a song that they did. The Greg Kinn Band is much better, but at least I know of two of theirs. So we might work those into the next one. Next little song cycle. So it's very rare that I actually play proper either classic rock or top 40 music, but we might make an exception today. But we'll kind of see where things go. As I said, it is a bit of a cleanup as well, so I've got a few other things straggling. That's not a word. Straggling is not scraggling, but a few things to just clean out of the folder, and that's kind of what today will be about. But hope everyone's been keeping well over in the land of heat and hurricanes. I'll save this for next week, but there's been a couple of named storms, Debbie and Ernesto. And I don't think Ernesto actually hit the States. I think it just sort of gave a glancing blow to Puerto Rico, and I don't know if it's in Bermuda now, but I think it's just going to go up north. And it reminded me of something, and if I ever finish, or Stephen and I ever finish our little CD, there's something else that came to mind. Because the little blurb that I heard about Ernesto was that it was going to kind of go by Bermuda, but it's okay. It wasn't going to hit the States. It was just going to go hit Canada. And it got me to thinking of this, I guess the premise would be like a news segment. where it talks about all of these things stateside and, you know, like giving a weather forecast, for instance, and saying, it's, you know, partly sunny and 75 degrees. Oh, and the western half of Canada's on fire again. Being very dismissive about super or natural disasters in other parts of the world, which is, I think we all get to that mentality, you know, whatever would affect you directly does have a bit of a higher priority. But I've seen it sometimes, not just news stations in America, but certainly anywhere in the Western world where all this really, really terrible stuff is going on, but it's sort of saved for the end of the show, you know? And I kind of understand that too, because there's a lot of bad stuff, and it's hard to not get down on that. But we'll see. Just popped in my twisted little brain, and we'll see if that actually gets any traction. So I'm rambling a lot faster today than I normally do, and I don't know why. I've only had one cup of coffee today. Maybe I'll have to have another one. Oh, that's true. Taryn also mentioning that the Burr Lives tune is good on the subject of wind. That's a good point. And I imagine there will be moons and cookies in the same episode, because it is the John Zone, and there's a full moon in a couple of days. That's my benchmark of my vision these days. So we'll see where that goes. All right. I'm going to hit a random applause again, because I like to do that. And we're going to find something to play here, because before I know it, it'll be 12 o'clock. So let's go with... Okay, this is the usual one that we start off the shows with. All right, now I meant to actually copy all this over beforehand, but I didn't get a chance to do that. Okay, and actually that didn't copy over, so I'm going to have to see what's going on with that. Okay, let's, I think I actually have this somewhere else, so we're going to go to Plan B here. Alright, hopefully it's here and it's not corrupted, otherwise I'll have to make an about face and pivot to something else. Alright, so let's queue that up, and I'm just going to check very quickly here, just to make sure that's not corrupted. Okay, I think we're okay. Just checking. Alright, so this is the song, one of the two songs by the Greg Kinn Band that I think most of you will know. We'll play the second one maybe next week, because I want to go through more of their stuff and see what they have. So, an actual proper song for once, here on the John Zone. And then I might, I'll go and throw in that really tasteless song that Stephen Lynch did, because it's not actually on an album of his, it's a clip, I guess, I'm assuming this is from Opie and Anthony. For people that know those sorts of shows a bit better than I do, you can let me know, because I have no clue. But it's pretty funny, and it reminds me of some other bit that I can ramble about here. Actually, a couple of things I'm thinking of now. Yeah, something did occur to me just now, and I didn't play it before. So, all right, I'm thinking out loud again. That's a bad thing. So I'm going to shut up and play some music and see if I can find this other folder that was supposed to be here, but it's not. So anyways, we'll be back right here on The John Zone on HKC Radio.
Peace. Love. Beauty. Happiness. Perfection. All your wildest dreams come true. Right here on
HKC Radio.
And then the rain stole.
Stephen Lynch says he has a nice song for us because he was listening to Corky Steinbrenner a little while ago.
I'm a con dog.
Just reminded me of a song.
All right, Special Olympics.
It goes a little something like this, Corky.
I go.
Watch them run.
Pretty.
Watch them fall.
Oh,
watch
pretty.
Them try to catch a ball. Olympics. Special Olympics.
Oh, boy!
Watch them laugh. Watch them drool. Watch them fall into the pool that's diving. At the Special Olympics.
You sure sing pity!
And I know full well that I will burn in hell. But those guys playing wheelchair basketball gotta be about the funniest freaking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Special Olympics.
Take it, Corky.
At the Special Olympics. Oh, you sure sing pretty. You can sing at my wedding when I get married.
Oh my God. Ho ho. That's right. Unemployment line. Here we come.
White here on HKC Radio.
Well, the times are getting hard for you, little girl. I'm a humming and a strumming all over God's world. You can't remember when you got your last meal, and you don't know just how a woman feels. You didn't know and roll was until you met my drummer on a great tour bus. I got there in the nick of time before he got his hands across your state line. You didn't know how rock and roll looked until you caught your sister with the guys from the group. Halfway home in the parking lot, by the look in her eye, she was giving what she got. Said, my, 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 I'm once bitten, twice shy, babe. My, 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 I'm once bitten, twice shy, baby.
Thank you. Joe is listening to the John Zone.
Welcome back, everyone. Some Great White, and that was a cover of theirs. I think that was from 1989, I do believe. Once Bitten, Twice Shy. I don't think I want to know. Anyways, that was a cover. That was their biggest hit. Before that, we had Stephen Lynch and his nod to the Special Olympics. Very inappropriate, but, you know, it's still funny. And then we had the Greg Kinn Band and the breakup song. They don't write them like that anymore. What was that, 81, I think? Does sound very 1980s. Now, we had a request from Christy for some more Buffy St. Marie, I believe was the request. I think I've got some. Let me just see what I pulled down before. Because there actually was something that came up. So I'm going to pick one at random. Actually, we'll try this one, actually. So this is a complete shot in the dark, which we'll get to in about maybe 5 minutes or so. And hopefully it's a good call. We'll find out. So let's we'll get this one ready to go first. You've got vocals. And very loud vocals, too. All right. It wouldn't be a John Zone without sound effects. Okay, that should be a little bit better. So we'll see. All right, fortunately, that I did have enough time to get this track queued up. So I'm going to see. Just want to check. Just want to see how long this one is. I don't want to pick anything too long, only because I'm short on time. Okay, no, that's a good length. And write your own joke. Okay, that was bad. But we've got about half an hour left of this John Zuh broadcast, so you can send me a message either on Mastodon at radio@hkc.social or through a text message at 1-833-452-4452. And I like this high-octane kind of a show format. I feel like I've got a rush, so I'm going to. But the idea that I had, and I've talked about this before, I'm sure others have had this as well, but I thought blind boxing would be hilarious. And no, none of that, you know, the combatants wearing, you know, generating little buzzers or something so you can hear where they're at. No. Complete, no hints. You just go swinging and hope that you hit something. It'd be hilarious. It's so politically incorrect, but it would be funny. I would gladly sanction that event, and I would gladly participate in that event. The whole commentary would be so much... The whole game would be how many times can you actually hit the other person? Because knocking them out is just not going to be possible unless you want to sit around there for hours on end. But it reminded me of a couple of different things. From Monty Python, so there will be some Monty Python thrown into this next bit, and there was actually an Olympic thing, and I don't know why I forgot to play it. Very, very ashamed of myself, and I will slap myself thusly. So, but, you know, it's a shame the Olympics are over, but it was, for what I could catch, it was pretty entertaining stuff. Hopefully you all were able to catch some, and if not, that's okay too. It will be in the States in 2028, so that will be cool. We sort of kicking around the idea of trying to actually go to that, because it could be fun. Of course, it's LA in the summertime, so maybe not, but we'll kind of see where things go from there. All right, so we're already halfway through. I'm not going to be talking too much because I want to keep this going and get to as much music as we can. So, again, Christy, I've not previewed the track, but I do have a couple of albums from Buffy St. Marie. So we're going to pick, this is one from, I think this is from the Moonshot album, which is, I think, a fairly new one. So what I might do during this next little break, because I like to, you know, it's good, especially if it's an artist like Buffy St. Marie, who I just don't know very well. I like to try and get like really early stuff and then one of the later albums. And this is clearly, looks like it's a later one. At least I'm assuming this is 2006. That's what it says on the little file here. So one would assume that it's not lying, but, you know, it could be. So I'm going to go try to see if I can find her very first album and maybe close out the show with one of their tracks. We'll see what happens. But Buffy St. Marie, Monty Python. It's a good mix. All coming up next right here on The Jones Zone on HKC Radio.
You're tuned in to John Clower with The Jones Zone.
Oh, I've wasted my life.
Right now it's time for athletics, and over to Brian Goebbels in Paris.
Hello, well, you join us here in Paris just a few minutes before the start of today's big event, the final of the men's being eaten by a crocodile event. I'm standing now by the crocodile pit. And...
Ah, well, I'm afraid we've lost Brian Goebbels, so while they're sorting that out, we have a report from Barry Loathsome in Loughborough on the British preparations for this most important event.
Here at Loughborough are the five young men chosen last week to be eaten by a crocodile for Britain this summer.
Obviously, the most important part of the event is the opening 60-yard sprint towards the Crocs, and 22-year-old Nottingham schoolteacher Gavin Warrilow is rated by some pundits not only the fastest but also the tastiest British morsel since Barry Gordon got a bronze at Helsinki. In charge of the team is Sergeant Major Harold Duke.
No, you not only got to get in that pit first, you got to get eaten first. When you land in front of your cook and he opens his mouth, I want to see you right in there. Rub your head up against his taste buds. And when those teeth bite into your flesh, use the purchase to thrust yourself down his throat.
Dupe's trained every British team since 1928, and it's his blend of gymnastic know-how, reptilian expertise, and culinary skill that's turned many an unappetizing novice into a crocodilic banquet.
Well, our chefs have been experimenting for many years to find a sauce most likely to tempt the crocodile. In the past, we've concentrated on a fish-based velouté sauce, but this year we're reverting to a simple béarnaise.
The British team are worried because Olympic regulations allow only the competitors' heads to be sauced. Kevin Warrilow.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, 4 years ago, everyone knew the Italians were coating the insides of their legs with bolognese. The Russians have been marinating themselves. One of the Germans, Biolet, was actually caught putting remoulade down his shorts. And the Finns were using tomato-flavoured running shoes. I think it should either be unrestricted garnishing or a single Olympic-standard mayonnaise.
Gavin, does it ever worry you that you're actually going to be chewed up by a bloody great crocodile?
The only thing that worries me, Jim, is being the first one down that gully.
Well, the way things are going here at Loughborough, it looks as though Britain could easily pick up a place in the first 700. But nothing's predictable in this tough, harsh, highly competitive world where today's champion is tomorrow's crocodile shit. And back to you in the studio, Norman.
The Digital Domain Online Radio Show.
I think that I bent it wrong and the wires, you know. So it wasn't fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, okay, so it wasn't electronic, but it wasn't Mr. Dependable.
No.
Serena writes in and says, true love conquers all, even bad games. I can see Nick now backing him up against the wall.
God bless you, Serena!
And Jeffrey says, there's tubular dumbbells.
Tubular dumbbells! Oh my God!
Monday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on HKC Radio.
Hi, I'm Nick Janik, and I'd like to talk about Sonic Onslaught. Join me and my co-host, Christel Tansu, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here on HKC Radio. We'll play metal, much like what you're listening to now, but we'll also play stuff like this. And this.
Play your turn, gangsta.
You don't want to fight me?
Straight to the top.
In my extra small white
tee. Tees whipping tee, paint all up on the same track.
Or perhaps.
Will you help me hide a body? Come on, we can't delay. No one can see him on the floor. Get him out the door before he can decay.
Sonic Onslaught with Christel and me is on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on HKC Radio.
Have you ever wondered what a full circle of music looks like? Or rather, sounds like? Then join me every Wednesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on HKC Radio. Full Circle is rock.
I wish the real world would just stop hassling me.
Pop.
Let me keep my faith in innocent eyes.
Metal. Anything else I can think of. It's also interactive. You can make requests or send messages. In the second hour, we will have the showcase, which will feature an artist or a band. Who will be hiding in the showcase? Well, you're just going to have to tune in and find out. That's Full Circle every Wednesday night, right here on HKC Radio, the home of kick-ass creatives.
Hey everybody, it's your old buddy John Dowling here, and
I've got a very important question that I want to ask each and every one of you listening. Have you ever wanted a fun show to kick off your weekend and relax to some old-time country music? Well, if your answer to that was yes, then have I got a show for you. Every Friday night starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, tune in to the Old Wooden Barn, where you'll get to hear such lovely songs as this.
Country is living in the city, knowing your people, knowing your kind.
And maybe even this.
Your cheating heart will tell on you.
And maybe even this.
Step right up. Come on in.
Join me, John Dowling Jr., for the Old Wooden Barn starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on Friday nights right here on HKC Radio, the home of kick-ass creatives.
The John Zone is back.
Oh, that's cool. Nothing wrong with tooting your own horn. As long as it's that variety and not this variety. I love how that kind of breaks the mood.
The John Zone. Every Saturday night beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on HKC Radio.
So, don't forget to go to www.hkcradio.com and go up there and click on the schedules and see.
All the fine shows we have for you that we slave so hard to bring to you. So listen for your own pleasure and entertainment, yeah.
Yeah, too motto. Actually, was this one? Yep. We're going to have to bless that one, too. Okay, that one should be better. Welcome back, everyone, for the last 20 minutes of the John Zuh here on HKC Radio. That was some stuff. We started that break off... too far. There we go. With Buffy St. Marie, by request. I Want to Hold Your Hand Forever. That was from... the Moonshot album from 1972, so it must have been the CD release was 2006, which makes a lot of sense. I did go download the first album by Buffy St. Marie, and I'll find a random track from that. I might just go with the title track, that's always a pretty safe bet. But her first album was actually from 1964, so we'll get to that one a little bit later on. After that Buffy St. Marie track, we had Monty Python and a track simply titled Crocodile from what is probably my favorite album of theirs, which is ironic because it's called the Contractual Obligation album, but it's got a lot of fun tracks on there. So definitely go pick that one up. Again, why I didn't think to play that. I did think to play it, but didn't put it aside when I thought of it. So it's a little bit late, but that's okay. So, and... Taryn relaying a message from Christy about that Buffy St. Marie tune. I thought it was a good one too, actually. So that is the name of the album then, Christy, is Moonshot, 1972. And I think I played the title track from that. Again, we might have been on the subject of full moons and things like that. But we'll see where we go from here. So if you do want to write into the broadcast, as others have done, you've not got a lot of time left because I have to get ready pretty soon, but you can send me a text at 1-833-452-4452 or a message on Mastodon at radio@hkc.social. And just occurred to me, I need to check on this, but I've since had to revert my the app store on my phone to the Australian one, and I was just playing around with the TuneIn app, and I think we can stream NFL games still through TuneIn down here, which is weird, because I thought that went away, but maybe it didn't. So, not that anyone really cares, but it just popped in my head, so I thought I would say it out loud. So, as I mentioned in the last few weeks, finding out that SiriusXM can now be streamed from down here is very, very cool. When you live that far from your hometown, you kind of latch on to these little things that can keep you connected, so I find that very cool that I can now do that. So, for those that don't have the service, I think it's worth it. Whether or not you're a sports fan, they just got a lot of stuff. And sound effects. That's what they need. They need a sound effects radio. All those negative land things that... I know a lot of people sort of in the community have been a big fan of those. And I think I would if I had some herbal assistance, I guess. Otherwise, it's a little strange. But some of the audio collages that come up... I think Patrick set up something like that a long time ago, where literally it was just three different MIDI players shuffling sound effects, just to see what randomly came up. And that's the sort of thing that I would find kind of entertaining. Especially if there's some over-the-top cartoon sound effects or things like that. There's a program that we still run every 3 months or so for older people about smart speakers. And one of the ones that the skills that I showed them at one point was, I think it was just called Nature Sounds, but with the premium version of the skill, you could actually mix sound effects, which wasn't all that creative, but I thought it was kind of fun to have a, what was it? It was, oh, I think it was something like kids playing on a beach mixed with a really horrible thunderstorm, something like that, and that was kind of fun. I don't think the older folks were all that entertained by it, but that's okay. As I mentioned at the start of the show, since we did have a few people passing away, Greg Kinn from the Greg Kinn Band, and I do think the name is Jack Russell from Great White, I'll be featuring their music in the coming weeks just to, you know, I'm going to go through it all and find the bits that are, you know, relevant and the ones that are good to play. So, all sorts of other things. As with the tropical systems that are coming through, I'm going to honor those too. Actually, I will jump into this. So, in the interest of time, I'm going to get to this one. So this is... I do hope this actually hasn't been corrupted. I haven't checked this one in a while. Because if there's a name Ernesto, you know what eventually is going to come up. And... because it won't be topical next week, I'm going to have to do this. So, let's go over here, and... but there actually is a relevant bit, reason why I'm doing this, and it kind of... well, I hope it works. So, let's go over here first. I just want to make sure. And I'm going to queue it up just briefly. Okay. So, before we jump into this, I'm just going to make sure this is actually not corrupted. That one's corrupted. Okay. So, let's queue both of them. If they're both corrupted, that's not going to go very well. Are you corrupted? Yep. Okay, so that's not going to work. This is why we check. Yeah, imagine having all of your songs sound like this. It's pretty awful. So, I apparently have now lost that. Okay, let me check one other... actually, here's what we'll do. I'm going to jump into... we'll get to this other track by Buffy St. Marie first. And that will give me enough time to go preview, hopefully, a decent version of this song, because it's a good one. And it's kind of a bummer now that I have to go find it again. That's okay. We'll see what happens. So we're going to get over to... went too far. So we're going to go to Buffy St. Marie's first album, and there is a song on here called The Incest Song. We are not going to play that one, but we'll play this one, the title track from the song. And then I'll see if I can get to this particular bit, and maybe it was a CD release. So we're going to get to that right now, but any last minute comments? We've got a few minutes left, so you can send those in as well. 833-452-4452, or through a message on Mastodon at radio@hkc.social. It's the John Zone for the next 10 minutes or so, right here on HKC Radio.
You're tuned in to the one program where something's always bound to blow up.
You're listening to the John Zone.
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 Fire in the hole!
Somehow, I got blowed out by the explosion. That hurt. Ow.
I'm cutting my own way through my own day, and all I dare say is it's my own. I got my own seeds, got my own weeds, I got my own harvest that I've sown. I can tell you things I've done, and I could sing you songs I've sung. But there's one thing I can't give, for I and I alone can live. The years I've known and the life I've grown, got a way I'm going, and it's my way. I've got my own stake in my own game, I got my own name, and it's my way. I got my own kith, I got my own kin, I got my own sin, and it's my way. I got my own peace, I got my own wrath, I got my own path that only I can know. I got my own sword in my own,
your own one.
2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. Rock, 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 rock. Thank you very much.
You're listening to John Clower here on the John Zone.
This shows a rate of economic growth, and therefore, it is not with too much concern that I say a raise from 25 to 35 is not completely out of accord when compared with the current financial deficit on hand. Now, I trust that answers your question about your weekly allowance, Caroline. next question.
Yes, I should like to ask a question about...
Would you stand, please?
Yes, I should like to ask a question about...
Would you identify yourself, please?
I'm your wife. And I should like to ask the following question.
No, speak English, Jackie.
I noticed that you didn't touch your salad, either at dinner tonight or at dinner last night. Would you tell us why, please?
Well, let me say this about that. Now, number one, in my opinion, the fault does not lie as much with the salad as it does with the dressing being used on the salad. Now, let me say that I have nothing against the dairy industry. However, I would prefer it if in the future we stuck to coleslaw. Next question. Yes, the baby in the back row, baby John. Well, I believe I answered that question at dinner last night. Now, if you remember, here is what I said at that time. Oody wadi body biddy doo, dee wadi da, goody wadi woo. Yes, next question.
Yes, I should like to ask a question regarding the daily bath.
Identify yourself, please.
I'm the house nurse.
All right, nurse. Move ahead with your question.
Well, there seems to be some confusion as to the toys to be taken into the bathtub. Now, Caroline's toys are getting mixed up with John's, and I should like to know once and for all whose toys are whose.
Yes, well, let me make a judgment about that now. The following toys have been appropriated for tub use. 18 PT boats, three Yogi Bear beach balls, two Howdy Doody plastic bouncing clowns, a ball of silly putty, and a rubber swan. Now, let me make a judgment on the dispersal of these items. 9 of the PT boats, 2 of the Yogi Bear beach balls, the ball of silly putty belong to Caroline. 9 of the PT boats, 1 of the Yogi Bear beach balls, and the 2 Howdy Doody plastic bouncing clowns are baby John's. The rubber swan is mine. Next question.
Your wife. And in regard to our grocery bill, I think the food prices for this house are way out of control. Would you care to comment on that?
Yes, let me say this about that. Now, I noticed the other night we had the King Shad and all of his wives to dinner, and you served the 79-cent bread instead of margarine. Now, I think you overlooked a considerable saving there, because you really can't tell the difference between margarine and the higher-priced bread. And believe me, if you can, King Shao can't. Time for one final question.
Me, Daddy.
I had my hand up first.
You did not. I had my hand up first.
You did not, Caroline. I had my hand up first.
You did not. I have my hand up first.
Now, I want you youngsters to stop fighting among yourselves. So go ahead, Bobby. I think you were first. Well, I should like to straighten out the... Would you stand, please, Bob? Well, I would like to discuss yesterday's touch football game with you. Now, on three different occasions, I was tackled. Once by Senator Dirksen, once by Senator Goldwater, and once by Mr. Hoffa. Now, as Attorney General, I can tell you that a tackle in a touch football is illegal, and you should have called a penalty. Yes, Bob, you are the Attorney General. But when you play here, you play by my rules, or you don't play at all. And I guess you know why. Why? Because it's my ball, that's why.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Baltar, make a note of that.
I can't hear you. Breaking up.
Quit it. You're doing that with your mouth.
What was that? Can't hear you.
That's right. I did run out of time. Did I put you on repeat? That's all right. We'll let it go. It's random. One more. Okay. Adjust the microphone. Sorry, everyone. Yeah. I'll start off with this song next week. So it was a song called Imagine That that the Ernie Puppet did in Sesame Street. And I don't think it was ever on an album. But a long time ago, I went and converted like the whole Sesame Street YouTube channel. And of course, that was one of the directories that was very highly corrupted. And I had two backups of it. Both of them were gone. So we'll open next week's show with that because that's a fun tune. And the reason why it was relevant is because there is a section where Ernie is... imagining that he's like a pirate captain in a hurricane, and with Ernesto being the hurricane. Yeah, that was kind of relevant. Maybe not. What do y'all think? Okay. Well, the pre-recorded audience approves, so. That was another good tune, actually, by Buffy St. Marie, so. That was the title track from her 1964 album, It's My Way. And then we had Von Meter and Company with Evening Conversations from the First Family Volume 1 album, which is hilarious. But The Swan Is Mine became it's kind of his signature bit. It's a little long. Another one that I'll play maybe next week, too. So there's one that's about the UN Luncheon, I think was the name of the track. And that was another good one. So, but it's time for me to get out of here. You can contact me off the air at reverendbigdog@mastodon.cloud/mastodon, as well as Reverend Big Dog for Twitter and Facebook and everything else under the sun. But the drummer's going to be here in about 5 minutes, so I better get my shoes on and act like I'm professional. But until next week, this is John saying goodbye.
Oh, boy, Stimpy. We sure had fun today, didn't we? So long, kids. Come on, Stimpy. Say goodbye.
Yeah, where are we going?
The show's over. See you next time.
Next time? When's that?
It's pretty soon. Don't worry.
Pretty soon? How long is that?
In a little while, man.
What'll we do till then?
Why, you could floss your toes.
Or you could eat olive loaf.
Wah!
Or you could blow yourself up like a balloon.
Blow myself up.
Goodbye, kids. See you next time.
Hey, goodbye, folks.